WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. NTSB investigator Todd Inman telling ABC News they are just now beginning to piece together what happened in Wednesday's midair collision between American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. As for what's included in the cockpit voice recorders,
the voice recorders actually have to be what's called auditioned among a number of people so that there's complete agreement of how the transcript will come out. And we also look for ancillary noises, maybe a boom or a thud or a crack or something in the cockpit.
An initial report due in 30 days. A final report will take much longer. President Trump saying without any evidence on Thursday that Democrats' diversity efforts contributed to the crash. A federal appeals court ruling a 1968 law barring anyone under 21 from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment. The decision by the Fifth Circuit expected to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Three more hostages expected to be released by Hamas tomorrow, including Israeli-American citizen Keith Siegel. This is ABC News. New 25% tariffs expected to start tomorrow on imports from Canada and Mexico. President Trump saying he is not sure yet if oil imports will be included. A Texas mom now says she is considering a lawsuit after her 12-year-old daughter was blocked from going to the bathroom in between classes at her school and ended up having an accident.
I understand there has to be structure and there has to be policies, but for a 12-year-old to be made to use the restroom on themselves and to go to class and sit in their wet pants is unacceptable.
April Smith says she found out about it when her daughter called from Houston's Harmony School of Excellence asking for a change of clothes. The district says it's investigating and staffers have been put on leave. With just one game left in the NFL season, the league says concussions in pro football games were down 17% compared to last season. The league says some of the biggest benefits were in the revamped kickoffs. Concussions connected to those plays fell 43% compared to recent years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think OJ did it, including OJ. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, OJ Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asks, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week. It's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day. Maybe a few sprinkles early, otherwise increasing sunshine with highs near 40. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 21. Mostly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Sweet. I think that about covers it.
Think so?
Yeah. I like the idea. John texted us this morning, and he said, math in the morning, what a great idea for a program. It could replace us, right?
Yeah, sure.
Educational content for the kids. You guys got your start in at least TV doing kids content, right?
Yeah, sure. I did a kids club at Channel 47.
You had a math segment on that.
Yes. That's right. Francois Fox and Betsy Bear and Dimples the Dinosaur. We're all doing multiplication, long division, that kind of stuff. Sure. It's John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX. It's cloudy out there, 36 degrees, highs in the mid-40s. Should clear up for some sunshine later.
You know, we talked to Dan Schaefer yesterday afternoon on Maggie Dawn's show that we filled in for, and and he buried the lead. Didn't tell us about the clip that he put on social media. What? Of Glenn Grothman. I mean, this is the worst possible.
Glenn's special.
I'm pretty breathless after this one. This is way over the top. And he posted this from the Heartland Signal. Glenn Grothman says Donald Trump's federal funding freeze is all about an ethnic review. Let's check out what this racist is saying.
I want to ask you about today's news, and I know you've seen it and are familiar with it, a pause on federal aid. The White House says this is not a blanket pause on all federal aid, but people are concerned if they use Meals on Wheels or if they are part of the WIC program that they will not be able to access that. What can you tell us about those concerns?
I think most of that type of thing would be okay. What his concern is you got to remember, the Biden administration, Joe Biden was the president who said, almost the biggest problem in the country is white supremacy. This kind of
ethnic review
of who is getting grants and how those grants have to be distributed is something that I applaud President Trump for looking at. So he delayed a lot of these grants to make sure that they weren't excessively woke and make sure they weren't picked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So,
wow. And?
Yes. You know, we have to have an ethnic review every once in a while, don't we, Glenn?
Yeah, how do you do an ethnic review exactly?
Right. Obviously, he's suggesting that a lot of these programs, the programs that lower income, homeless people, people who are ill, can't move around, require Medicaid funding. Apparently, they're not worthy. There is an ethnic quality to that as well. You know, there could be people of low income perhaps getting help. You know, we have to review that.
Of color.
Well, yes, that's right. Yes.
Or
yes.
Kids that need food, you know, for
insecurity
at school,
food deserts. We don't want to help them because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have to get out there and pull up their bootstraps.
That's right.
Well, they don't have any.
They don't have any boots.
Got that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, Glenn Grothman continues to get reelected.
You know,
around for so damn long. I don't know. Should we point a finger at the people voting in his district?
Well,
should we ask them what it is that Glenn Grothman says that makes you want to vote for him the next time as well? What is it?
Yeah, he's been there. He's been there for a while.
You know, we're not sitting here trying to appeal to the right wing in any way, shape, or form. What we want to do is we want to understand, you know, the thinking, what goes into voting for somebody like Glenn Grothman over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Tiffany is another person. I don't know why people vote Tom Tiffany, and you know, he was responsible for stripping Wisconsin of its environmental laws. I mean, you could put quarries in right next to schools. You know, the dust from these quarries, the silica, gets into the air and can affect the health of these children. But he got rid of any law that, you know, put a buffer zone between them. This guy, you know, and water. Who cared, right? Who cared about water? You know, these guys, just put a mine in. Have the mine, you know, pollute the waters and the streams near them.
And they said, we don't have any control over our water system, right?
And that was a Brad Schimmel edict. It wasn't a law or anything. He just said, well, my opinion is that we don't have any control over controlling how much water industry uses in the state. We can't tell them they can't use that much water. And of course, he was bowing to the big corporate farms out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, it's crazy, but we have Glenn Grothman, and people vote for Glenn Grothman.
Let's go to the phones. You can call us 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or text us on the Civic Media app. Dick is on the line with a comment or a question. What do you got for us, Dick? Go ahead.
Well, give Grothman a little, I mean, slack. At least he didn't say cleansing like he probably would have wanted to.
Wow, yes, I guess you're right.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's...
But see, yesterday's news conference, real quickly, too, again, with Trump.
Yeah.
Now, if it should happen that the facts come out that it was mainly human error, and let's say it was the military people, okay, what's next from him? Those suckers and losers caused this?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be.
Bart, you know he will, and he'll be pathetic as usual.
Yeah.
But Grossman, I don't get it either. That whole area of the state needs to be quadrant off, and somebody needs to go examine their heads.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And, you know, I'm sure that we'll be probably getting a story like that soon anyway, Dick. So hang on. You never know. Ethnic cleansing might be next.
Oh, boy.
Coming from the Glenn Grothman camp. All right.
Dick, thank you for that phone call.
Uh-huh.
I think we have another call. No? All right.
I have something here that just shocked me. My kid brought this up to me.
Okay.
This is an executive order, by the way. Within 90 days, an executive order will birth an ending indoctrination strategy. It's going to end indoctrination, which doesn't exist, of course, that will gut federal funding for any school where teachers or staff acknowledge trans students as the human beings they are. Okay. Investigation, they're asking the AGs in each state to investigate all of this stuff. The investigations will be conducted to ensure compliance. Section 3, the Attorney General shall coordinate with state attorney generals and local district attorneys in their effort to enforce the law and file appropriate actions against K-12 teachers and school officials who violate the law. If you can even wrap your head around this, The Trump administration wants AGs and state attorney generals and local district attorneys to go after teachers and administrative staff who recognize trans students in their schools. And they're treating this as though it were a law. Here's one of the comments after this story. One post stated this: I don't think he can declare something illegal without it actually going through the process of becoming a law.
Right. Well, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
How can you say illegal when it's not even a law?
I don't think that's possible. I mean, it can't happen.
It's magic.
It's magic?
Could it be magic?
I guess.
Wow.
Yikes.
All right.
That's just crazy talk. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or on the west side, or go to verlo.com.
All right, now let's get to Ron Johnson. We're talking about Glenn Gruffin. Boy. Let's talk about Ron Johnson's little reaction with Maria Bartiromo. she was interviewing him, and he blamed Biden.
Of course he did.
For the crash. But he did admit, well, you know, he's still not sure about the causes of the crash, but, you know, really all goes to Biden anyway. So let's listen to cut 174.
Okay. Frontline expert, and he put all of the blame on air traffic control and the FAA. He said these two agencies, air traffic control and FAA, have been broken for years, and that the last administration tolerated that they were unfit, and they allowed it. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with him in his assessment. I'm not exactly sure what caused this, whether it was purely the air traffic control system, but I know it's completely antiquated. It needs to be upgraded. We've known about this for years, and quite honestly, administrations haven't done anything about it. I mean, we're using old technology. We can do such better job. This is exactly, quite honestly, what somebody like Elon Musk could get in here with his effort and really modernize things.
There you go. So let me see here. They put a freeze on funding, the FAA, right?
Yeah.
And they asked people to leave, and they're short individuals who are working there.
Right.
And on top of that, he wants now to actually spend money at the AA to update their equipment. Mm-hmm. All right. I get it.
How does that all work?
I'm not confused at all.
Okay. Got a couple of minutes here. Let's go to the phone.
All right, let's go to
Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard the little Ron Johnson diatribe, and I actually called his office and let him know I was not pleased with him. That and you know, bad boy me. I actually used FCC non-compliant language in my phone call. Maybe that doesn't do any good. But
Mark, clean it up, buddy.
Maybe they need to get lit up every once in a while. And as far as making, you know, trans people illegal,
yeah.
I mean, there actually are conditions where people are actually, you know, there's children that are born that have the external genitalia of the other sex. I mean, there are girls, I can't think of the it's called SWIC or something like that, that they're girls that have a XY chromosome, but they externally they're female, but they do not have the internal.
Yeah.
Because it happens in a small percent of the population, but are those people now illegal? I mean that. I mean, the Nazis used to cleanse people like that by executing them.
Yeah.
You know that. You know, what's next for these guys? You know, everybody gets a genetic test, and if you don't actually match up with their standards, you know, just to get rid of them.
Mark, don't give them ideas, okay?
Yeah. Mark, thank you for that phone call.
I appreciate the call. We got to take a break here.
We do, but you can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or text us on the Civic Media app. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Get down.
Getting down on the good foot. With John and Gordy in the morning. 92.7 WMDX.
21 past the hour. Time for us to check on the weather with our Civic Media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
That's right.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How was your little blast of summer yesterday?
It was great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I wore shorts outside. You know,
unbelievable.
It was, no, not really.
I hope you did. Yeah. Are you messing with me?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
But this morning, it's cloudy. It's kind of foggy. We had some drizzle earlier.
Well, what did you have?
Yeah, what did you have?
That's the price you pay if you're going to hit 57 degrees and break records. Oh, jeez.
Didn't we break records?
47.
Yeah?
Yes, you did. You shattered them, actually, by 10 degrees.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. What do we get for that? Do we get anything for that?
Do we get an award for that? Some donuts?
You get fog and drizzle and mist and crummy weather. Surprise. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a little system down to the south. There's actually some rain going on in northern Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's better than that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Is that coming up here?
Mild today.
Is that coming up here? Is that weather system edging its way into Wisconsin at all?
It's nudging. Okay. I wouldn't even say
it's a nudge.
You might get a sprinkle or two through the morning, but that's about it. It clears on out. You actually are going to see some sunshine by this afternoon. And it won't be too bad. You're going to stay mild, too, still hitting highs in the 40s. Well, I'm going to fall to the 30s, so I'm jealous.
All right.
You got big plans for the weekend? Are you traveling around the state?
Yes.
Taking any
snow
chances?
Chasing.
Okay. You're what?
I'm snow chasing. I've had it. I'm going to go up north. It's not that far. It's actually hitting northern Wisconsin tomorrow. So we are looking at a good 2 to 5 inches. Far, far north and east. So I'll be up there playing around in the snow, seeing what's going on, and maybe hitting on a snowmobile trail. We'll see.
Wow.
Okay, well, good for you.
You're really making big plans. You know, we don't have much snow in Wisconsin. You're really thinking that we're going to have 5 or 6 inches up north?
I think so. Yeah. And, you know, they're the only place that actually has a little bit of snow left after yesterday's warm-up. You can tell all these high temperatures are climbing into the 50s, 60s, wild. And you look at all up north, 30s still.
Wow.
That's the snow, keeping it colder.
All right. Well, that's Canada's gift to us until they take it back and tariff it. All right.
Okay,
all right,
Brittany,
thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You know, I always wondered, you know, how people listen to us. We had a discussion about this the other day.
Yeah. Are they listening on a regular radio or maybe in their car or who's listening on their phone or, you know, a smart speaker?
When we got back after a certain amount of retirement, right? We came back, and but radio had changed completely, right?
Yes.
I mean,
it did.
It's online. It's podcasted. It's over the air, the old-fashioned way.
Facebook, YouTube.
Yes. Everybody receives radio in some different way, some different form now. And I'm always wondering how people catch this radio station.
Yeah.
Especially our show.
Right.
You like to make fun of me because I have an antenna hung up in my living room to get the station.
Well, I still make fun of you, and I will until you take that damn antenna down. What's wrong with you? Alexa, come on. You know, it's so easy to just ask Alexa to play a radio station nowadays.
Right. It can do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're curious from some of our callers and texters. You can text us and let us know how you listen to John and Gordy in the morning. You can text us on the Civic Media app or call us, 608-879-8255. In fact, why don't we do a little contest right now?
Oh,
want to give away a T-shirt? Do you remember about an hour ago we had Pam Yonke on the air? What little phrase did she throw in there? What adorable little phrase did Pam Yonke use this morning as she was describing something that was kind of funny? Does anybody remember that?
It was strange because she removed one of the farm animals and replaced it with a wild and animalish thing.
Of the avian
hint?
Yes, of the avian family, right.
So you can text us with your reply if you know what Pam Yonke said. Do we need to give any more hints about it? It's two words, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if anybody could just, you know, give us an idea of how you listen.
Well, that's
you
true,
know,
too.
Throughout the week. Just, you know, think about it or, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe two ways. You go, you drive to work, you listen in the car, but you also, you know, put it on at work somehow.
Got a reply from 608 right now. I listen on my phone using your app.
Oh, okay.
Civic Media app.
Yeah, that's
John,
how I listen.
You always plug people watching us on social media while they're driving.
Yes. Well, we really pushed that for a long time. I haven't really emphasized that too much.
I don't think a lot of people are taking you up on that.
Well, you know, I started hating X, so I stopped asking people to watch X. But, you know, we're still there. You can still watch it there. I use X to this day. And by the way, I'm one of those people that also thought, don't abandon X. Don't give the right wing another media source. You know, let's hang out there. Let's give them a hard time. Let's post our stuff there. Mm-hmm. Don't give up on them. Don't walk away.
Dolores says she listens on the app and the car radio.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And somebody says, I honestly try not to listen.
Kidding.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Appreciate that vote of confidence.
A lot of times Sam isn't listening. That's why we miss a few of these cuts.
Right.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, it's just radio.
Okay, we should, I'll give a little hint of what Pam said, okay? It had something to do with a farm animal.
Yeah.
That was in her two-word phrase.
It was?
Okay, let's just
don't you know what the answer
let's
is?
Let's give the first word, holy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
First word's holy.
Okay.
Okay.
Usually you'd say something like holy moly, but it was an unconventional second word.
Right. Exactly.
No, you know,
well, it's not a farm animal, I guess I should say. No.
It's not.
They would
who would raise this animal on a farm?
They would be found on never mind. In the air.
We are dying to tell everybody.
There's a thing out in the fields meant to scare these things away.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Did we get it? I'm listening at
home. I missed it.
On
Bigfoot. It's not Bigfoot. I love that.
I'm listening at home on my Bose Wave radio.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you idiots.
Right.
Okay.
And
hey, somebody, my neighbor's got it. Holy Crow.
That's it.
Holy All right. Crow. They get a T-shirt. Very good.
And
thank
Catherine says, oh, my God. You idiots.
Yes. Two T-shirts.
Always, this was your idea, Catherine.
Always encouraging to get that kind of support.
I'm giving my neighbors two T-shirts. I'll bring them when I come home.
Okay. With two T's.
Okay. We've got more right around the corner. Jimmy K's in with a Max Inc. preview. Yeah. Next.
All right.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
John Gordy Show.
John Gordy
in the morning. As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
A
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, today is the day that a lot of people in Door County and Wisconsin in general have been looking forward to. Green and Gold, the movie, opens. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. The story, set largely in Door County, tells the story of Buck, a challenged dairy farmer in the 90s that decides literally to bet it all on a Super Bowl victory and the Green Bay Packers. Craig T. Nelson plays Buck, the struggling dairy farmer. Nelson actually has farming in his background and says that this work, he believes, tells the story of why agriculture is so important. And he had a message for all the farmers in Wisconsin.
You're probably the most important people that we can have in this country, and I mean that sincerely, because the value and the tradition and the beauty of what you do and the hard work, I mean, but there's a resiliency in the American spirit that you carry and that we seem to have forgotten and somehow marginalized you in a way that is just heartbreaking.
Craig T. Nelson, the star of Green and Gold, the movie, with a message to our farmers. You can find theater locations and purchase tickets online. Go to greenandgoldmovie.com. The movie, by the way, underwritten in part by Culver's.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
And our current Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel's been racking up the miles, but this time in the air. She just returned from a trade mission with the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin to Vietnam, Singapore, and Malaysia. Heinzel says the Ginseng Board wanted to target that geography in front of their Lunar New Year, which fell on January 29th. In Vietnam specifically, gift-giving is an important part of that holiday, and ginseng is a targeted gift. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day. Maybe a few sprinkles early, otherwise increasing sunshine with highs near 40. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 21. Mostly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Mr. Zomeros will have a board game of the week and review the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. And in the afternoon sometimes, you know?
Yeah, we filled in for Maggie Dawn yesterday.
Yeah, kind of fun yesterday afternoon and talking to a whole bunch of people that we've never, ever talked to before.
I hear you two are going to be taking her job now, right? You're just so good. You're going to be on in the mornings and the afternoons going forward now.
That's right.
This kind of rumor. That's how rumors get started. No, we were just happy to fill in, you know.
Well, we filled in for Dom once and now Maggie.
Yeah. And now we've got Jimmy K filling in for Rocker this morning. Yeah.
Good morning, to see guys. You, John, Gordy, Sam, good morning to all of you. Didn't the afternoon programming interrupt the afternoon nap for you guys?
Well, I actually take the nap in the morning just before noon.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, from 10 till noon, I slip a nap in somewhere.
Yeah, that's where I try to. Yeah.
As I've gotten older, I love the afternoon naps. Even if it's like 15, 20 minutes on the recliner, sack out, recharges the batteries.
Yeah, just 20 minutes.
Yeah. They say any longer than that is too much.
I disagree because I used to take 20-minute naps or so, and they were on and off. You know, sometimes you feel groggy, sometimes you don't. But now I, for some reason, have been working on a 1.5-hour nap.
What? And were you taking a couple of drinks before you
I'm out like a light, you know? And the thing is, my watch tells me I didn't dream at all. I didn't get any deep sleep at all. But I just, you know, fell asleep. And I feel good after it. I'm not groggy or anything. Right. So it really helps.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, by the way.
Thanks for asking, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
No one cares.
Folks want to know how Rocker is doing. Yeah. I know you're in touch with him. And
I
saw him on Monday, and we had a nice conversation. He's looking like he's doing better.
He was raving about your and Catherine's visit the other day. It was cool. He was happy to see you guys. I feel bad for Rocker because, you know, he's obviously in the recovery stage of the heart attack and everything like that. But, you know, he's the type of guy where he has to be doing something all the time.
Right.
Very much like me, you know.
Yeah.
Idle time doesn't really happen too often unless you're taking a nap in the recliner. Yeah. But I couldn't imagine, you know, wanting to do stuff, but you just can't do it, you know. So I feel bad for Rocker like that. But I'm glad he's getting better, stronger. We're looking forward to having him back on Max Inc. sometime in the near future here.
So tell us what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. You can find all the podcasts for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media page, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio tab, you'll find it. I heard you guys talking with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, earlier about the movie Green and Gold.
Yes.
Yeah, well, our very own Terry Barr has a chat with the movie's writer and director, Michael Graft. Mm-hmm. And we learn why his team decided to shoot the new film, Green and Gold, in Wisconsin, and how music is so such an important part of the movie.
Oh, okay.
And I'm excited to see this movie myself.
Yeah.
I think it's what, in theaters right now? Can you download it on TV or?
I don't know. We should check
it. I think
it
opens today.
Yeah,
it opens today, in theaters today, but you might be able to stream it. I don't know, but we'll have to go to the website and check that out. Why don't you do that while we're doing this?
Green and Gold. It looks awesome, and Terry had a great interview with Michael Graff, so you can tune in tomorrow for that. And staying with the movie theme, I had a chance to interview stand-up comedian, writer, actor, director, and radio show host on Nightlight here on Civic Media, Mr. Pete Schwabba.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really fun conversation with Pete, and hopefully you get a chance to tune in tomorrow night and check it out on Max Inc. Radio. Item number one on my docket today are the MAMAs, the Madisonary Music Association. Registration and nomination for the 2025 season closes today. So the nomination is for stuff like best songs, best band, artist of the year, best drummer or percussionist, guitarist, best vocal, the best local music radio host in Madison.
Wow. Okay.
So if you have a favorite,
we know who to vote for.
Yeah. If you have a favorite, or if you're a new band in Madison and put out new music in 2024, this is for you. There's a couple of rounds of voting that will happen over the next few months, and then later in the year, it's the MAMA Award Ceremony, a Grammy-style show celebrating the local music scene here in Madison. And the best part about it, it's all for charity. It helps put musical instruments in the hands of kids. Plus, you can register make your nominations right now at themamas.org. That's where you want to go, themamas.org.
Okay.
One of the big awards for the Mamas each year is the Artist of the Year. And last year, the People Brothers Band took that honor. Now, the People Brothers Band is a Madison band. They were been touring all around the Midwest. And here in Wisconsin, of course, they are a favorite at a lot of the festivals like the Driftless Music Gardens in Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They have a live album. They have three studio albums, including their latest release in 2023, Sisters and Brothers. Here are the People Brothers Band and their song, Stepping Stone.
I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise. Be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up. See what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness.
Teresa Marie on vocals.
That's really
there.
Nice. That's really nice.
Beautiful.
Have either of you seen the People Brothers Band perform live?
No.
I don't think so.
They are fantastic. Yeah. Highly recommend. Go out and see the People Brothers Band. Another person in Madison who's won a bunch of MAMA awards over the years is Madison drummer Joey B. Banks.
Sure.
Now, Joey, along with Yuel Lopez Rodriguez from Automatic Lover, they'll be in studio with me this week on Max Inc. Now, Joey B. Banks has worked with a ton of bands in the Madison area over the last many of years, since he was a kid, really. Most recently with Play Machine and Automatic Lover, but also Steely Dane, VO5, Honor Among Thieves, and, of course, the Funky JBs and the Clyde's Stubblefield All-Stars. In fact, growing up, Joey played with Clyde's Stubblefield here in Madison at like shows like the Funky Monday shows. I'm sure you remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had Joey B. Banks in with Rocker, a few months ago, and it was great, you know, and he's played with everybody.
Joey's great. He's a great guy to hang out with.
Right.
And his dogs, Eddie and Gigi, are the best.
Yeah, they're dogs.
I love his dogs.
You know the dogs.
I know the dogs intimately, yes. Yeah. Automatic. Well,
why is that?
Yeah,
Tell us why you know the dogs.
In my other life that I do, beside local music DJ, I'm also a pet sitter with Hotel K Pet Sitting, and I've watched their dogs.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Free belly rubs. So anyway, Automatic Lover, they're a newer band to Madison. They exploded on the scene last year when they played Atwood Fest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage to a sea of people. If you remember a couple weeks ago, guys, we did the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. for 2024.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Automatic Lover's song, Helena, was the number one most played song on Max Inc. Radio last year. Automatic Lover, Play Machine, they have a show coming up next week, Saturday, February 8th, at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison. Here is Automatic Lover and the most played song on Max Inc. Radio in 2024, Helena.
With closed caption?
I wish it did. You know, I was just thinking, one of my biggest regrets is not learning or retaining Spanish
from
school, you know, because I love that song. I have no idea what the lyrics are.
Right.
But it's a great song. Latin funk. I love it.
Great music and really excellent production.
Yes.
You can hear everything really clearly on there.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Last year, Joey B. Banks joined Automatic Lover. In fact, the first show that Joey did with Automatic Lover was at Atwood Fest last year. And once again, they got a bunch of shows coming up. You can check them out on Facebook. Look for Automatic Lover.
All right.
So another Madison band that has won a bunch of mamas over their 30-year history here in Madison is Natty Nation. Since 1996, Natty Nation has released 6 albums, countless of singles, just a ton of live shows here in Madison and around the Midwest, and a lot of great music festivals as well. Frontman Ja Boogie joins me tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio to talk about what's making news in Natty Nation, big plans for the band coming up for the festival season. And they got a big show coming up that is called the 16th Annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. This is where Natty Nation pays tribute to the reggae master Bob Marley. Now, did you know Bob Marley is going to be 80 years old this year on February 6th. This is his 80th birthday.
Yeah.
Of course, Marley died in 1981 of melanoma. You know, with the current political events, Bob Marley's messages and his
still
songs.
Still the same.
Let's hear it right now. I love this one. Get up, stand up. Bob Marley.
I love this song.
Classic, yeah.
That's really, really nice version.
It is. I love that. I think that's from the Legends album that I pulled it off of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the questions I asked Ja in the interview was, how do you think Bob Marley would have fit in or reacted or the songwriting with today's political environment?
And,
you know, the answer is pretty much the same because there's a lot of parallels what's happening today and what happened back in the early 60s, too.
He would have fit right in. Yeah.
The 16th Annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash, Thursday, February 6th, with special guests Polyrhythmic Roots and DJ FRP at the High Noon Saloon. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. Let's hear some reggae from Natty Nation right now. This is Brand New World.
A new world, where we want, where we want, brand new world, a brand new world. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Why, oh, why, oh, why, yeah.
Now, that's fantastic. I just want to make a note, Sam. Let's use that for one of our openers on the show.
You got it.
All right.
Okay. Very good. All right, Jimmy, you got some more coming up here, a couple more cuts.
A couple more cuts we'll tell you about after the break. How was that?
Okay, yes, absolutely. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out at Madison's East Side location or West Side, or just go to verlo.com. Ask about their comfort guarantee on all their mattresses and tell them to send Maddie the mattress over to the John and Gordy Show one of these days, okay?
Yeah, make it with Maddie the mattress.
John needs a nap.
Back with more with Jimmy K in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Burlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Where's John? Where's Gordon?
Where's Sam? Jimmy Cage.
Okay. All right.
We are back with Jimmy K.
92.7 WMDX.
The Max Inc. preview continues. What else is going on, Jimmy?
Well, we got a couple live shows I want to tell you about. First of all, Max Inc. and 92.7 WMDX presents the Happy Hour of Love. It's at the Gamma Ray Bar. Yeah, I'm super excited about this. Why
not? Just an hour?
Well, you know, can you do any more?
No, actually not.
Happy Hour Love, Friday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day, folks. Doors open at 4, show starts at 5. It's featuring The Flavor That Kills. I love that band. And a brand new band in Madison I know nothing about, but we're going to find out about them. They're called Mothballs. I'll be emceeing the show. Stop on down. Bring your date and let's rock. Yeah. Let's have a slow dance and let's rock Valentine's Day, the Happy Hour Love. You can get your advance tickets right now at gammaray.bar.
Okay.
Another show that's happening this weekend in Madison, singer-songwriter M. Shays. Now, she used to be known as Maggie Shays. Now she goes by M. Shays. She's an awesome singer-songwriter that excels at creating indie pop. Now, M. Shays won a Mama. She won a Mama back in 2021 for Song of the Year for her song Faces, which she recorded with Bing Bong. You can see M. Shays at Cargo Coffee East this Saturday, February 1st. Here is M. Shays and her latest release, Middle of Nowhere.
Middle of nowhere, baby, in the middle of nowhere.
voice.
Yeah, Maggie's great. She puts on a great show. You can see her Cargo Coffee East here in Madison Saturday, February 1st. And finally, guys, we were talking about naps in the recliner.
Yeah.
Nothing better than taking a nap and putting some jazz on the stereo, oh,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I love it. Yes.
And our next show is about some cool Madtown jazz, the Charlie Painter Trio. Now, this is from Charlie's website. Charlie Painter is a self-studied, self-producing, Madison-based guitarist, band leader, and teacher since 2008. Painter's multi-conceptual approach is informed by decades of weekly and monthly residencies, transcribing records by ear, and a mentorship under New York City jazz guitarist Jordan Clemens since 2020. Can you imagine transcribing music from an album by ear?
No.
That's insane.
Not anymore, no.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I couldn't think of doing that. You can see Charlie Painter Trio next Friday, February 7th, at the Red Rooster here in Madison. Let's hear some jazz from Charlie Painter. This particular cut was recorded live at the Northside Cabaret here in Madison back in July 2024. It's a song written by John Schofield with Jeff Weiss on bass and Jordan Kowalski on drums. Here is Charlie Painter and A Go-Go. Love this cut because of the bass in it.
Yeah.
I mean, the bass was just blasting. And I believe it's a stand-up bass as well because it makes it extra sexy.
Yeah, I'm familiar with John Schofield, and that's a great rendition there.
It really is.
And North Street Cabaret, that's quite the place.
It's a great little North Side bar right right by the Tip Top Tavern. I believe it's the same owners, actually. Al owns the Tip Top and the North Side Cabaret. Great place to see a show. Mm-hmm. Small, intimate, and good drinks, too.
Yeah.
I'll recap what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend as we wrap things up here.
Yep, this weekend we got Joey B. Banks and Automatic Lover coming in. We've got Terry Barr talking about Green and Gold. Yeah. And a couple other surprises. You're going to have to tune in. Max Inc. Radio, Saturday and Sunday night, 6 p.m. to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. And don't forget, grab the Civic Media app, put that in your phone, take us anywhere.
All right.
And as all, give our best to Rocker next time you talk to him. We miss him. Hope he's doing well. Was good to see him a few days ago, and looks like he's on the mend.
He's on the mend. Can't wait to have him back.
Yeah,
very good. Just want to mention that Green and Gold is at the AMC Fitchburg 18, and, of course, the Point Cinemas, and out in Sun Prairie at the Marcus Theaters out there, too. So you can just get online. Yeah, you can go and get your tickets there.
Yeah, let's all go.
Let's go.
Let's have a movie party. Get the popcorn going.
Oh, I'd love to have that.
Let's do that. You ready for that?
Well, last time I had that, it was an Herbicide opening. So.
You and Pam Yaki went to that together.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Yeah, we could tell that story, but we're out of time. Okay, Stephanie Miller is next. Monday, we have a new segment we're going to be doing with Amy Horak. What is that segment called, Sam?
It's the David J. Frank Horticultural Report.
Thank you very much.
It's the
much.
Middle of winter, but we're talking about plants.
And we have enough. To. Yep.
We are out of time. Have a great weekend. So long, everybody.
All right.
John Show. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, my fill-in guest host, and we're going to talk about turning off the Enbridge oil pipeline in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News.